Good morning, this is Lefty McNeil, and you're listening to the Full Court Press. Today is Monday, February 27th, 2012. Well, the Terps women's basketball team beat NC State 65-50 yesterday, and the Nationals made a great move. They signed their third baseman, Ryan Zimmerman, until 2019. That's going to keep everybody mighty happy in Natchtown. Hey, the NCAA Brain Trust is talking about football playoffs by 2014 with a Final Four-type setup. Bobby Valentine says, hey, no more alcohol in the Red Sox clubhouse. Well, you know, that kind of makes sense. The West beats the East 152-149 in the NBA All-Star game last night. And rain forced a delay in the Daytona 500. They're going to finish up today. I love New York. You have the Giants. You have Linsanity. Now is there pressure on the Yankees to help continue this NYC madness? Come on, Yanks. Let's make some trades. Buy some ball players. Stephen Holden of the USA leads the Uncle Sam bobsledding four-man team to a gold medal in the World Championships. Michael Kipyego of Kenya wins the Tokyo Marathon. And hey, how about our spring training report from old Professor Levi Finch? Levi says, you know, the Yankees and Mets are in New York City where there's always pressure to win, so expect some big trades and buying some ball players the next couple weeks. Nationals, you might have bought yourself an NL East championship when they signed Ryan Zimmerman to a long-term contract, which, by the way, includes a no-trade clause. Ryan wanted to stay in D.C., and D.C. wanted Ryan. Texas Rangers, according to the professor, might be the best team around in Major League Baseball. Hey, and don't forget, March Madness is about to begin. Check your local schedules as both college and high school basketball teams start going for their championship runs. Queen Anne's County and Kent Island High School start some play this week, and the colleges are not far behind. This is Lefty McNeil. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Full Court Press. We're going to see you tomorrow.